no matter what you're doing, no one is perfect. In every aspect of life, whatever you're striving for, there's always things that we can do to improve and get better than the level that we're at right now. And there's no exception to this. With training, with sports, no one is perfect. And even the greatest athletes, they're functioning and operating at an extremely high and elite level, but still yet, there's things that they're working on to try to search to get better, and their pursuit is to try to achieve perfection, but we'll never ever get there, so there'll always be things that we can improve on. And what I want to talk about today is taking that same concept and formula and applying it to just training. Apply it to how you're moving, your ability to generate force, power, speed, quickness. Apply this same concept to try to achieve perfection, but know that we'll never ever reach that. So you're always looking for small things that you can work on to improve right now. Welcome to the HNL Movement Podcast, where everything is geared to leveling up your performance in activities, sports, and life. Join me in my professional journey as I share my knowledge and experiences while also learning from professionals, colleagues, clients, and you with one goal in mind: how to optimize human performance. This is the right place to learn how a multidimensional approach will sustain the performance and lifestyle you desire. Welcome back, everyone, to the HNL Movement Podcast. For all of my new listeners out there, you're in the right place to hear about all of these topics, strategies, and conversations that deal with optimizing human performance. And for all of my returning listeners, thank you again for tuning in for another episode. And for everyone out there, if you haven't heard some of the previous episodes, go check them out on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. There's been a lot of great episodes, a lot of guest interviews, guests who've come on and shared their stories, their journey. And there's always things that we can learn from people who have done things that we're aspiring to do, learn from people who are right in the middle of trying to achieve and accomplish some of their goals. And it's always good to hear that perspective and hear their experiences. And of course, there's been shorter solo episodes where I cover a small bite-sized chunk of some aspect and facet that deals with elevating human performance. Also, be sure to check out my social media channels, everything across the board. You can find me at HNL Movement, and also my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel has a lot of video highlight clips of the guest interviews, so you can watch some of the video content that matches the audio that you've been listening to. Also, as the year rolls around, I'm gonna get more and more content up on my YouTube channel, so be sure to check it out. And if you're finding any value and benefit from this content, then be sure to share it with family, friends, coaches, colleagues, teammates, anyone else that will find some value and benefit from it too, and it will help them along their journey to optimize their performance. And with all of that, let's jump into today's topic. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. First solo episode of the new year, so I hope everyone's year is off to a great start. And this is something that it just gives you more perspective. It's almost like a mindset shift or slightly changing your perspective so that you get more benefit out of your training, your practices, and just help your body to move better. And the basic idea that I want to talk about is that we know that no one is perfect. Of course, there's different levels of how we're functioning, how we're moving, and some people are way more experienced, way more versed at moving well, and other people, you're on that path to practice your movement so that you can move better. And if you have that idea in the back of your mind, no one moves perfectly. Even if you've been doing something for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you're still not moving perfectly. You might be way, way better than when you first started. You might be even functioning at a very elite level that not too many people can function at. But there's still certain things that you can do to improve how you're moving, improve how you're doing exercises, improve how much benefit you're getting out of these types of exercises and training that you're doing. And it doesn't matter what level we're at. The idea is to strive for continual progress instead of striving for perfection, because we all know that we don't move perfectly. So the big thing that I want to mention is that being very open to this idea, but also being open to coaching, being open to knowing that you're going to work on areas that need work on, you're going to work on some of the weaknesses, you're going to work on the things that you don't do as well, and keep doing that. I think when we forget about that, and I see this a lot with athletes earlier in their career, or athletes that I start working with for the first time, is that you get complacent with, you think that you've mastered something. And then that in its own way limits you from making any more progress because you're not looking to make progress. You're more complacent. And that could be something as simple as like a squat, doing a bench press, working on some jump mechanics. You think, I've been doing this for years. I feel like I got it. But once you have that mindset, I think you limit yourself in making some of the progress that you could. You kind of put this ceiling over you because, again, you're not looking at the details that you could work on. You're not looking at the ways that you could improve. So just being more open-minded. Even if you've been squatting for 10 years, there's always things that you can revisit or be intentional with. I'm going to work on this in this session. I'm going to work on this in the next few months because I know that when I integrate that back into the mix, I will get so much more benefit. And there's always things that we can do to try to improve the way that we're moving. So there's a couple things that I want to mention here. Is one, once you start to open your eyes, open your mind up to some of the areas that you need to try to improve at. Regardless of where you're at right now, just focus on what can I do to even get better than that? That continual progress and growth mindset again. The first step is just to understand what are things that I can improve and work on. And that just goes back with a good assessment, building some awareness, learning and understanding what are some of the limitations or gaps or holes in how you're moving, how you're training. And I think this is a perfect example for a lot of times we just don't know what we don't know until someone makes us aware of it or until we go outside of that comfort zone to figure out, this is what we're missing. Let's throw that into the mix and let's start to work at this. So what I'm trying to say is that with training, let's take weight training. A lot of times we're just looking at moving weight, doing more volume, doing all the output stuff. We're not really paying attention to how we're doing it. And I've mentioned this over and over in previous episodes before, even with guests as well. But think about this. It's more than just moving more weight. And it's more than just getting stronger. Some of the things is focusing on the details. For example, let's say you're doing a squat, right? I've talked about this in other episodes too. Where's your weight distribution at? Are you favoring one side over the other? Maybe you know that one leg, you have a little less hip stability or leg stability than the other leg. Maybe it's a sequencing thing. Maybe when the weight gets heavy, you start to initiate with your back. You don't stabilize your core, you start to initiate with your back, and then your hips kind of get involved after that, right? Those are things that are not ideal. And of course, we're always gonna have stuff. So we're not, again, looking to be perfect. We're just looking to improve at how we're doing certain things. And the list can go on and on and on. It could be maybe we're going to add some sensory perturbation or challenge our sensory system a little bit more. Maybe we're going to add some reaction to the same exercise. Maybe we're going to add some cognitive load. Maybe we're going to add more dimensions to the exercise, right? And then that's where there's always things that we can improve. And because there's so many things to work on, again, just focus on one or two things. And that makes you a little bit more intentional. You're starting to figure out what are the specific details that I need that I can put into practice when I'm going into the weight room. And that approach is so different than being complacent, saying, I've done this exercise so many times before, I'm just gonna go in there and try to move more weight. Because again, that may not be the thing that you'll benefit the most from. A lot of times it's going into training sessions, like this is a way for us to practice how to move better, to practice how to execute that exercise a little better. And that's a little different approach, I think, than most young athletes take, right? It's just trying to get the output better. It's not so much focusing on the details of how you're gonna actually improve the quality so that you get way more benefit out of the exercise. And as a product of that, you'll get stronger and the output will go up and increase too. So that leads into the second point. It's just having way more intentional practice, focusing on some of the details. And when someone is coaching you up, don't be so closed off or resistant or think, I know that. It's more, yeah, use that feedback. Use that feedback so that you have specific things to work on and make it intentional practice and training so that when you start to work on that, you start to see some of the improvements in the quality and how you're moving. And again, it goes back to that mindset, right? Thinking that we're trying to work towards perfection, knowing that we're not perfect. And therefore, there's so many things that we can work on to help us to continually improve. And I've seen this over and over, and I'm just going to give a few examples. But I've seen this over and over that when you start to be a little bit more open-minded, be a little bit more intentional with specific things that you're practicing with movement, you start to notice so many other things that are getting better for one, but also so many other things that, I need to revisit this or I need to work on this. And I've seen this with people that are getting stuck on a plateau, right? They might not be using their body as efficiently and effectively as they could, and therefore they're not even getting the proper muscles stronger. They're creating more compensatory patterns. I've seen this coming off of injuries too. You feel like you're not making the progress that you would like. Functionally, you don't feel like the same athlete. And a lot of times it's because we haven't been focusing on some of the details, some of the integral parts of your kinetic chain and how to actually train that to make progress. I've seen this with even athletes that are seemingly doing really well, but then after a while, it's like, you know what? I've been doing this exercise program and now my knees are sore, or now my back's sore, or something else is becoming sore and tight, and this doesn't feel good. And many times there's always a common denominator. It's not so much what you're doing. It's you lost sight of there's certain things that I have to work on and improve on with my movement so I can execute those types of exercises and movements better. And once you start to pay attention to that, again, it opens a door into making more progress, but it also opens the door into realizing, I need to focus and work on certain aspects of this type of movement. And when you start to do that again, everything starts to build your body up. And I think that's the bottom line. The take home message here is that all of your training, it should be building your body up. You're training for something. You're training for it to translate into some type of output, some type of performance level. And if your training is not building your body up to help you do that better, more efficiently, handle more capacity, handle more load, then you're not really training. You're doing things that are detrimental to your performance. And you don't want to do that. You don't want training sessions. You don't want your weightlifting sessions, your conditioning sessions to do the opposite. You don't want it to break your body down. I think a lot of times when we get complacent and we're not focusing on the areas that we can improve, how can we become better at doing this type of training? That's when you just start to go through the motions. You might focus on the wrong things. You might be neglecting certain areas that will help you to improve at the training. And that slowly starts to tax your body. And before you know it, small things become into bigger issues. And then that starts to break your body down. That is the opposite of training. We don't want training to break our body down. We want training to build our body up, increase our athletic and physical capacity, increase our performance in your sport, in your activity, whatever you're training for. So that's the take-home message. Be really open-minded, be intentional, and know that I need to be willing and ready to improve. Don't get complacent. Don't think, I know how to do this exercise, and just keep doing it without focusing on ways to improve. Because again, that is not going to help your training, and that is not going to help your performance, or at least it won't help you to reach your optimal performance level. So I encourage everyone out there listening to reassess. Don't get complacent. If you feel that you are complacent and you think, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I know how to do this exercise. Revisit that same exercise. Get some second eyes on you from a professional. What types of things can you do to level up that exercise? You can videotape yourself, kind of see how are you moving? What does it look like? And just overall think, yeah, what do I need to focus on to move better in this type of exercise? And when you start to do that throughout your training is again, practicing to move better. Your training is not just going through a checklist of exercises and just doing more weight than last week. That's one way to do it, but you're not getting the most benefit from your training if you're doing it that way. So focus on specific things. Have that mindset that there's always things to work on. There's always things to practice to move better. And if you do that, then you're on your way to get more benefit and make faster progress too. If you have any questions or anything that you've been through, Share it with me too. Interact with me on social media, or you can email me at andrew@hnlmovement.com, and I'll start to make more content addressing certain aspects or focusing on some of the corrections, some of the details that we might not be looking at or focusing on when we're practicing movements and exercises. And if you find a lot of benefit in this content, again, be sure to share it with family, friends, coaches, teammates, colleagues, anybody that's looking to elevate their performance and will find some benefit from this content. So that is all that I have for today. Again, check out all of my social media channels. Everything across the board is at HNL Movement, my YouTube channel as well. And focus on one thing that you can work on for each exercise that you have or that you're doing in your training program. And when you do that, again, it'll open up your eyes and open the doors to make more progress and start to make you more aware of some of the areas that you can focus on to move better. So that is all that I have for today. I hope everyone is doing well. Again, start off the new year strong. Keep training hard. Keep doing all the things to reach your goals. And that's what it's about. Doing all the things that you love doing and getting better at it along the way. Other than that, I release episodes every Tuesday. So I will be back here same time, same place next week. Until then, have a great rest of your week, everyone. Aloha.